Marcus Newsom announced his retirement in October 2015. He planned to do some consulting and teach at a university, but he was troubled by the negative stories he was hearing about Petersburg.
So I made a phone call to a friend of mine at the state and asked, was there something that I could do to help, that I wanted the next phase of my life to be more involvement in ministry. And in so many words, they told me, well, we have a ministry for you. And we had several conversations about what it would take to move this school district forward. I never saw myself as returning to the superintendency, but at the end of the day, if this is what it takes to make a difference, then I'm all for it. I'm in 100%. I've been able to recruit a great team, and we're very confident in the opportunities ahead.
What have the first few months been like?
I've been here for 2 months now, and I don't know that I have ever met friendlier people in the community than I have met here in Petersburg. So many people want to help. So many organizations are offering help and support. That's been refreshing, and that's part of the news story that I have not heard. There are obviously tremendous challenges. We hear a lot about the financial issues of the city, and they certainly impact the schools. And we have some outdated practices in our schools that need to be changed, and we're excited about the work.
How did you learn about the fiscal crisis?
In general, through the media, but now that I have been here in Petersburg, I have weekly phone conferences with the interim city manager, and so she keeps me up to date on the challenges, and I had no idea that it was this daunting prior to accepting this position.
In response to the fiscal crisis, Petersburg City Council approved about $4 million in cuts to the school budget. Unfortunately, Newsom says he's been through tough budgets before.
In Chesterfield County, when I was superintendent there, there was 1 year where we had to cut well over $50 million and eliminate over 500 positions. That was probably the most difficult time of my career, but we survived it. When I left Chesterfield a few months ago, we left with a $20 million surplus. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to do the same thing here. I don't believe that the impact of the shortfall in finances for Petersburg will be nearly as devastating on the school system as I experienced in Chesterfield. So I've been through this before, and I'm confident that we'll get through this here in Petersburg.
Newsom recommends freezing vacant positions and holding off on technology enhancements to satisfy most of the cuts. They're also working on a corrective action plan and recently gathered public feedback on 5 goals: instruction and curriculum, employees, strategic planning, safety, and parental engagement.
The greatest challenge is making sure that we put a highly qualified, competent teacher in front of every child every day. And in the past, Petersburg has had challenges recruiting and retaining highly qualified teachers, especially in hard-to-fill areas such as mathematics and special education, foreign language. Through support from the General Assembly, they allocated additional funds for me to help recruit qualified professionals. And so this summer, we were able to provide $2,000 signing bonuses for all of our teachers coming in these hard-to-fill areas. We hope to be able to extend that and to demonstrate to people around this region that it's a new day in Petersburg, and this is a place that we think will be attractive for teachers to come and build a career.
6 years ago, the on-time graduation rates were going up, and in 2015, it dropped to about 71% for all students and 62% for males. Why do you think the numbers have fallen, and what do you think the school system can do to reverse the trend?
Typically, drop out cognitively in middle school and physically in high school. Somewhere around middle school, many of these students are disconnected. They don't feel engaged. They don't feel that the curriculum is relevant to their lives. And when they get a little bit older, they become more disenchanted, and we find that they drop out of school. And so our challenge is to make sure that we provide an education that's engaging and relevant that they see themselves having opportunities for success once they leave high school for careers and college. And I know that we are going to turn those trends around if we can get our students engaged.
Newsom says his vision is for 21st century learning and closing the digital divide.
We have children who are entering school today who will live into the 22nd century. We can't continue to educate them as if they were in the 19th or 20th century. A big part of that is technology, and we have to provide what I call anytime, anywhere learning so that students have access to the World Wide Web at any time in their lives. We were very successful with this when I was in Chesterfield County. Back in October, we were recognized by the White House as being one of only six districts in the country designated as a Go Open Ambassador, which means that other school districts could come to us to see how we move from print text to digital curriculum. And it is my expectation that in not the too distant future, we'll bring a digital curriculum here to Petersburg. And it will help to engage our students in a way that I don't think that they are engaged right now.
In addition to adding technology and making sure that students are ready for the 21st century workforce, are there other areas that you could implement changes to make curriculum more engaging and relevant to students?
We certainly need to enhance opportunities for career and technical education. Again, in the previous school district, we were able to bring in courses like cybersecurity, mechatronics, biotechnology, health and physical therapy. And these are career fields that students are very interested in. We don't have those types of opportunities right now, and so we're going to be working really hard to provide career pathways for our students that will engage them in a way that they may not be engaged right now.
An NEA report several years ago found that at-risk students with access to the arts in or out of school had better academic results, higher career goals, and were more civically engaged. And Petersburg is also home to the Appomattox Regional Governor's School for the Arts and Technology. But arts are often the first target of budget cuts. How important do you think the arts are in children's education?
I think the arts are critical in children's education. We want to make sure that our students are well-rounded. They have a well-rounded education. I began my career as an art teacher. My first degree is in art education. I also was a musician while I was in school, and so the arts are very important to me. And I'm proud to say that when we were going through these very difficult budget cuts in Chesterfield County, we were able to protect the arts, and I would expect that we would do the same here.
What haven't I asked you about that you'd like to talk about?
I guess I would say that people often ask me, why would you want to come to Petersburg? And this is an opportunity for me, one, in a smaller district to better connect with children and to schools and to our employees. I can actually spend quality time with our students. This was my first love. I began my career in education well over 30 years ago because I wanted to make a difference in the lives of children. This is an opportunity for me to do that here in Petersburg. And in addition to that, I would say that I've been fortunate throughout my career to have had success everywhere that I've been, which has opened opportunities for me to go to just about any school district in the country that I wanted to. And I'm here because I choose to be here, not because it's the only option for me. I have lots of options, but I choose to be here, and I hope that my coming to Petersburg serves as a model for other successful leaders and educators to avoid taking the easy road, take the road less traveled, where there's a greater need for the greater good.
Dr. Marcus Newsom is the new superintendent of Petersburg Public Schools. For Learning Curve, I'm Catherine Comp.